worship. We thank you for your word, the word that is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. We thank you that we have the privilege of having you speak to us. Now use me as a vessel, that the message might be conveyed that you are Lord, and there is none like you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thanks again, Mackenzie. I'm trying to spot her, but thank you. There is a Christian tradition. Whenever you present the Advent story, there is a progression. The progression goes from the expectation to the arrival of a Christ child on Christmas morning. I'm going to break with that tradition. I wanted you to know that I know about that tradition. I'm going to skip ahead to the Christmas morning, because next week we're going to have a baptism, and we're privileged to have Pastor Neary come back and speak to us next week. And then the following Sabbath, it's the 24th, and our children are going to present a program. So this morning I'll skip to the story of the shepherds, the guardian of the sheep and the lamb. And I've entitled the message, Silence of the Lambs. Silence of the Lambs. Imagine with me, if you would, the first Advent. Maybe it was a dark, cold night, and if we could view the group of shepherds tending their sheep. Maybe it's a slow time of the year. The lambs are a little older now, less dependent on their mothers, perhaps. And can you see the shepherds getting bored? And they miss their families. And they lay back and they gaze up at the moon. And then suddenly, the Bible says, an angel appears before them. And they are scared to death. Maybe they fall down from shock. You know, the angels are used to this kind of reaction. So the angels say this, "Don't be afraid. I'm not going to hurt you. In fact, I have great news for you. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior who is Christ the Lord. And this will be a sign for you. You will find a babe wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger." I have a question this morning. Why did God choose the shepherds? You would have thought a very important, in fact, message like this of good news, he would have picked a bigger venue. Why not a Fortune 500 company? Why not a Wall Street advertisement firm? Why choose the shepherds? You read the Bible, if you would turn to Luke, the second chapter, if you would. Open your Bibles and turn to Luke chapter 2. You will discover that the angel describes to the shepherd about how they might find the child. But the angel did not directly tell them to go and seek the child out. Why did God choose the shepherds? Look at verse 15 of Luke chapter 2. And so it was, when the angels had gone away from them into where, everybody? Into heaven. that the shepherds said to one another, "Let us now go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has come to pass, which the Lord hath made known to us." And they came with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in a manger. They decided, let's go and see this thing. Why did God choose the shepherds? You know, there might have been others, but had God chosen them, they might have said, as the angel spoke the message, they might have said, "Wow, thank you. I like the message. Now let's go about what we've been doing before. Business as usual." But not the shepherds. They were willing. That's why God chose the shepherds. They were willing to go with haste to see. Now, we're not sure. Since they went with haste, they probably did not take their whole flock. And as I was reading about shepherds that take care of sheep, they would often, as they would take their flocks around to graze, they would take the little ones, the real small lambs, and carry them in their arms. So maybe the shepherds, as they made haste to see the babe, carried the little lambs in their arms. When they got there, what did they see? How did they react? I believe that God maybe had chosen the shepherds because I believe that God cannot use you if you are not willing to get dirty. If you're not willing to get your hands dirty and do a little kneeling, God can't use you. The shepherds were willing to get dirty. We would have gone there and we would have looked at the situation and seen the poor mother and the poor father, and the little baby, there in a stable, and we would have said, how pathetic. But not the shepherds. They're used to conditions not being all that they could be. They're used to the smell of the stable. You see, God can't use you if a smell bothers. They were willing to go where some of us would not go. You got there, no bed, no shower, no pillow with mints on them greeting us, no doctor, no midwife, no hot water, no clean towel. Would you have gone? Would you have gone? They got there, no band was playing. Just a barn, poverty, maybe some hay. Why the shepherds? They did not turn away and curses and disappointments. You know what I find intriguing when I look back at Luke chapter 2? There was a sky full of angels. In fact, when you read the book Desire of Ages, it has a very interesting quote. Just before the angels proclaim glory to God in the highest and peace on earth and goodwill toward all men, do you know that it said that earth became silent just before then? So that they could hear the angels sing that song. But it was not the angels that got the shepherds excited. That's what I like about that story. This is baffling to me. How in the world can you look in the face of a baby and see the Prince of Peace? How in the world can you look in the face of a baby and see the hope of mankind? They were able to do that. How could that be? I think it was possible because they had two things that we all need. First of all, they had God the Holy Spirit in their hearts. And second of all, they had a great faith. How else could you explain how you could go in the stable and look in the face of a baby? And the Bible says, I want you to note this. Look at this. Now when they had seen him, verse 17, they made widely known the saying which was told them concerning this child. And all those who heard it marveled at those things which were told them by the shepherds. That's why God chose the shepherds. Could it be that the shepherd's story tells us that we can feel God's presence anywhere? You think maybe that message is there? That even in the middle of the night, just hearing the cry of a baby, I mean, that's not a miracle like miracles you're used to hearing about, somebody being healed of some disease. But the miracle was that they were converted through looking in the face of a baby. Seeing the Christ child was enough for them to believe. You know, when we get to the kingdom of God and we think about and we become judges and we go through the records, God privileges us to look at the records, we will know that there will be no excuse. Because if the shepherds could look in the face of a baby and believe, we have no excuse. None at all. I believe the shepherds give us an example that we can take. First of all, the shepherds become the first preachers of the good news. The shepherds are the first preachers of the good news of Jesus that they had heard. And the Bible says they go out and tell others and they marvel at the story. After they were converted, they were willing to share the good news about Jesus. And then the Bible says in verse 20, then the shepherds returned glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen as it was told them. When you really look in the face of God, you have to praise Him. If you have an experience with God, you have to praise Him. I read this quote. If the spectators of the cradle could not be silent, how is it possible for us who have been witnesses of the cross and what Jesus did for us? How is it possible for us to keep silent? I don't know about you, but I can't. My mouth tends to get me in trouble. I can't keep silent about what He has done for me. I'm afraid that Christians today have gone silent. Having a happy Honda day, I'm not into. Some of you haven't seen that commercial. You know, they don't say Christmas anymore. It's holiday. So when the commercial says, have a happy Honda day, I'm not there. Why are we there? Why are we as Christians afraid to share our faith? Have we gone silent? When the shepherds, all they did was look in the face of a baby. Looked in the face of the baby and went out and shared the good news of Jesus. And we have experienced Jesus dying on the cross. You ought to say hallelujah to that. Amen. How can you keep silent? This is 1914. December 24th, to be exact. I know you've heard the story, but I think it's appropriate to continue to tell. It's very famous. You can find it in many books, but it's still true. World War I, the German troops started decorating their trenches. It's in the area of Belgium. They began to place candles and trees in their trenches. And the Germans started singing Christmas carols. The British on the other side in their trenches heard the singing and started singing their Christmas carol. Two sides continued shouting Christmas greetings back to each other. It's called the Christmas truce. Soon, they decided to visit one another, the German army and the British army, and they met in the middle. They called it no man's land, where they exchanged gifts. We wouldn't exchange these particular gifts that happened to be strong drink and cigars, but that's what they exchanged. They even allowed each other to go get their dead and bury them in the proper fashion. And even in no man's land, they joined together with a joint funeral and said words over the soldiers. And this is the passage that was read. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. And yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. Finally, they had a football game together. The game stopped when the ball struck the barbed wire. History says that the Germans won 3-2.
that truth that it did not happen because they believed in happy holiday. It happened because they believed in the Prince of Peace. It happened, it was able to make a change because they believed that Jesus Christ is the Son of the living God. There's no power on earth like Jesus. And oh, if we could only produce that kind of truth today in Iraq. Our God is the same God yesterday, today, and forever. Wish you a happy holiday will not stop conflicts, but Jesus can. How in the world can we be silent when we look in the face of Jesus? I told it in the first, I'll tell it again. A graduate student, Jerome Penn, checked into his new dormitory at the University of Michigan to discover, which is not unusual, he had a roommate. But when he looked on the walls, the walls were covered with posters, pinups. Without going into detail, they weren't young ladies. And so he went to the head of the university that handled that particular situation and requested that he would get another room. They were outraged by his request. After quite a while of going back and forth, they finally decided to let him get another room. But they said to him, now listen to this, we don't want to see you back here for anything. And in fact, if you come back here, the university is going to charge you with a discrimination on the basis of sexual orientation. I hope you got that. The university says that he was being intolerant. Folk, we're going to have to speak up for Jesus. They're trying to put Jesus away. They're trying to hide Jesus. They don't want to say his name. They don't want to say Christmas. Easter will be next. But I don't know about you. I'll probably be in trouble in a little while. Because I will not be silent. I will not let the evil run me out of town. How about you? I'm not falling for it. Why? Because I've looked in the face of Jesus and I've seen good news. He has changed my life. And I cannot keep quiet. You don't have a keep quiet, Pastor. I cannot keep quiet. May the Lord help us not to be silent Christians. Amen? You have a message to tell that Jesus is soon to come. Amen? Tell the world, don't keep silent. Let us pray.
Almighty God, everlasting Father, Prince of Peace, the world needs you now more than ever. This is not a time for Christians to keep silent. Lives are hanging in the balance. Destinies are being decided. We choose you. While your heads are bowed and your eyes are closed, I would be remiss if I did not give you an opportunity. This time of the year, we've gone through all the year. The Lord has taken us. He has brought us. I was telling my class that we got here this morning by the grace of God. I don't think you ought to go another Sabbath if you have not given your heart to Jesus. This is the time of the year. This is the moment when Jesus needs to be born in you. If you have not accepted Jesus as your personal Savior, if you have, you don't have to raise your hand again. I'm not into anything. If you have not, this is the time to do it. Don't let 2006 meet you and you've not given your heart to Jesus. Is there a man, woman, boy, or girl that would like to say yes to him? You've not said it before and you would like to say yes to him. Would you just lift your hands and the angels will record your decision. Thank you. I see your hand. God bless you. I see your hand. God bless you. I see your hand. God bless you. Is there someone else that would like to say publicly, I want Jesus born in my heart? Let's pray. Thank you. See your hands. Thank you. We see your hands. See your hands. We see your hands. We see your hands. We see your hands. Let's pray. Father God, there is none like you. You are the unique one. No one else. Lord, you talk about getting your hands dirty like the shepherds. You, God, decided to become one of us and come to this earth. Lord, we thank you for that gift, that sacrifice, becoming one of us. We can never, ever repay you. We can only give you our hearts and follow you. We thank you for the hands that were raised. We thank you that you still touch the hearts of people everywhere. Bless their decisions. Bless this church. And may we look to you in all things and share with our friends and neighbors about what you have done for us. And let them know that we have looked in your face. Thank you in Jesus' name.